means good. Forget, I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Right. Welcome back, America. Appreciate you sticking around, listening to me. Oh, yes, I know. I get the email on occasion from people. Oh, Wingate, you're nothing but a big yakety yak, little know-it-all. Well, you know, that's the price you pay. You have to put up with the stress, you know. You know what the stress is? Oh, come on, you sure do. You know what this stress is. Stress is defined as having to put up with people who think they know it all by those of us who do. Oh, I know, not very humble of me. But, you know, you have to have a sense of humor in all of this, because if you lose your sense of humor, You just don't have anything left. And I've said for years, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. Now, it doesn't take away from the seriousness of the situation and what we're dealing with. But I've often found, and I think the case has been made over and over again, that political satire is so important to freedom and liberty. The ability to make fun of and poke fun at, to ridicule political pundits, these potentates who think that they are all-powerful and know everything over the rest of us. In fact, you can tell when a potentate, if you will, is threatened by truth contained in humorous ridicule, which is another definition for satire, when they try to clamp down on it, when they try and stop it from being put out there. And we know that that's happened. We know throughout the world, some people don't like being made fun of. Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, if you're not laughing, sometimes you're just going to end up crying. Ridicule is a powerful tool. And that's why, as I got an email, somebody, chastising me for not being respectful to the presidency of the United States by calling George W. Bush shrub. Well, I'm not going to call him Mr. Bush. He's shrub as far as I'm concerned. He's ruined this country. He's ruined this economy. He's sat there while and administered over the greatest rights grab in the history of this country since the first tyrannical president, Abraham Lincoln, who, if you're a new Federalist and a worshiper of the Federalist religion, obviously he's your slain Messiah, who's been reborn into the body of George W. Shrub. Yes, I have no apologies whatsoever for that. And if you'd like to send me some hate mail, you can do that. Tim Wingate, @gmail.com. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, some of the things we have on there that might rankle your hide. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with me. Aaron James will be coming on too, I hope. Thanks. We'll be back.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate sitting in here on the American Awakening for the traveling Michael Herzog, who, by the way, has got a wonderful website. And all you need to do is go to his website, The American Awakening. That's all you have to do, American Awakening. And is it .com.org? Ooh, I better check that out real quick here and let you know offhand real quick. But as soon as I find it here, just redid my computer. Oh, boy, I tell you something. You know, this is another little thing that I have about computers and when you transfer things, and you know what it's like, you know, when you do a new you get a new computer and you want to import some of your bookmarks or your favorites, and you do that and then they come up all weird and different, and it's odd because I thought I had everything alphabetized, and I imported these things and it came up, and now, you know, here it is. Michael's AmericanAwakening.org is down like a second level of re-alphabetizing things. It's weird. Oh, and Mike, the board operator, just emailed. Skyped me that, too. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. AmericanAwakening.org. Well, anyway, you can go to Michael's website, AmericanAwakening.org, and you can find out information about him, the show, how to get a hold of archives, past guests, all kinds of things. And, of course, somebody who is an advertiser is the Cardivite people. You log on there and you get this big old picture of Michael staring at you going, "Don't I look good?" Well, nonetheless, he really, really likes the Cardivite, and I've had a bottle. I got to get another bottle. I keep saying I'm going to do that, and I haven't done that yet. My wife is I don't want to say a pillaholic, because that's not really fair. It's just we've been into the natural foods and natural supplements and all these kinds of things for years, and I have tried out a whole lot of different kinds, and I'll tell you what, the Cardivite stuff really is good. I have to throw that at you. It really, really is. But anyway, let's move on here. I wanted to, before we went to the break, I was mentioning about my website and challenging you folks to, if you want to email me at timwingate1@gmail.com, please feel free to do so. I have a website. It's called seizeliberty.com. We are in the process of revamping and updating that, but there's still information on there that you might find interesting, and some essays and various articles that I've written. I've also written some articles that are on the striketheroot.com site. You can look for Tim Wingate Archives, and you'll see a few of the articles I put on there as well. So I am not invisible on the internet by any means whatsoever. There's something else. I have a blog spot, and that is called freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, and that's what I pretty much contribute to on a semi-regular basis. I must admit, I'm fairly busy. I don't always have a chance to update on these things, but one of the key features that I really like to emphasize is that I do have a list of freedom shenanigans, and right now it's only through number 14, but I do have more on there. I just have to put the list up, and these are things that you can do to be an activist, to be involved, to tweak the nose of the tyrant, if you will. This is what it's all about, folks. You have to be out there. You have to be vocal. You have to be doing something. Now, you don't have to be visible. You don't have to be out there as a lightning rod. There are things that you can do quietly and surreptitiously to upset the system, to cause people to have pause in their reflections or their ignorance or their ignoring of government and what government does. It takes a vocal, tireless minority. That's what Samuel Adams said. That's all that it takes, is a vocal and a tireless minority setting brush fires in people's minds. That's all we have to do, is make that happen. I like to take it a little step further sometimes and give people another suggestion of a few things to do. Well, the first hour we were talking about this vote fraud. It seems to be. We hope it isn't. We're hoping for vote integrity, as my friend Fred likes to say. And on freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, I put up there under the title of The Voting Charade. Remember the game Charades? It used to be a popular TV program, and then, it became a game, and you go to a party, and everyone was playing charades, and it was like, how many words, and you had these little motions that everybody had to learn the sign language of charades to figure out what it was that you were supposed to, the name of a movie or a book or a famous person, these kinds of things. Well, the definition of charade is actually a readily perceived pretense, a travesty, a parody, a composition that imitates something, sometimes with humor. And underneath that, I have put links for the YouTube presentation. I believe it's 9 parts, maybe a little bit more than that. I believe it's 9 parts, of the Hacking Democracy special, the video that was presented on HBO a few years ago, and it deals with this business of vote fraud and questioning whether or not our votes are even being counted correctly. So you can go to my website, the blogspot, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, and you can very easily, probably all you got to do is click on the first one, and then you've got links there on YouTube to the rest of them. And you need to watch this presentation. And then right above that, I got to throw this at you too. I came across this just today, the petition to abolish the government of the USA. And that sounds rather extreme, doesn't it? Well, read it for yourself and find out exactly where it is. Because we're talking about liberty and freedom here, and it's important. And granted, this is an online petition thing, and quite, you know, let's be honest. You know, it only goes so far. It has no legal bearing. It has no lawful thing. But it is a registering of opinion, and sometimes the fact that you can have thousands of people signing one of these online petitions lets people in power know that people are watching them. And that's what this whole thing is about, openness and transparency, to let people know that are in power that they are being observed and that they're being watched and they're not getting away with what they're doing. And which leads me into my guest, Aaron James, who is also finding out, or has found out, that some of the people that have been committing travesties against him are also being caught up in their own travesties. They've been caught. And maybe it's partially because of the light that Aaron's been shining on them through his website. The is it Aaron? Is it the AaronJamesStory.com or just AaronJamesStory.com?
Well, it comes up under the Google search under the Aaron James Story, but the URL is AaronJamesStory.com.
Okay, excellent. Well, welcome back to the show.
Thank you,
we've got about 4 minutes. We're going to go to a break, and then we've got the rest of the program as well. Boy, you've got it. It just keeps on coming, doesn't it?
Well, they've thrown the psyops book at me literally. Every mechanism, machination of the mind and draconian measure that U.S. covert's finest could conjure within their imagination, they've used in order to persecute family, friends, and associates and terrorize for now 2 years ongoing. And it seems that they, they're very dogmatic and pedantic in their mechanisms and their mandate. And so I actually predicted a number of the onslaughts that would be coming against me almost to the T. Where do I begin?
Well, I tell you what, you know, we've just got a little bit here. Give us a real short synopsis, about 3 minutes worth, if you
bring
will.
Bring people up to speed. Okay. January 18th, my mother and I profiled at a U.S. airport in Minneapolis that had just undergone the six-month behavioral profiling project in a city that houses the largest number of Somali Muslim population in all the U.S., 21 blacks and Muslims, everyone white, in prison within their cells in an airline in Northwest Airlines, which is a CIA cooperative, having given 6,000 CDs to the FBI for the development of the CAPS, or computer-assisted profiling system, under Ron Raphael of Israel. This, what happened is my mother was accused of harboring a suspicious bag after we made a complaint that our baggage had been seized and detained due to profiling, which point the attendant ripped the complaint form from my hand, and we made the mistake of taking the same flight back to Winnipeg. We were in the United States only briefly during a period of a 3-day visit to the Mayo Clinic to see about an injury to my arm, and ended up being personally introduced into what would be a long escapade with the U.S. covert's elite. I don't like to use the word elite in the same context with them, actually. I was left in a pool of blood, tased on the aircraft, after the stewardess accused my mother of harboring a suspicious bag and continued incessantly harassing us. And eventually, when I complained, this looks like racial profiling, a false complaint by rape passengers put towards the airport police, who came on board the aircraft and tased me incessantly until I was left in a pool of blood in the middle of the aisle. Put through an interrogation with FBI, when they tried to link me to radical jihad, al-Qaeda. We were put on a no-fly list, sent unceremoniously back home, whereupon we received threats and intimidation for 5 months ongoing until your place through a trial that had members and or affiliates of CIA, FBI, NSA on the jury pool.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Almost got it through. Folks, we're going to be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us. This is an intriguing story, and there are updates here on the American Awakening on RBN.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, America, we're back. Tim Wingate here with Aaron James, who is recounting his tale of terror. Not that he was a terrorist by any means, but he was terrorized by the so-called people who are supposed to be protecting us against the so-called terrorists. You know, what do you do in the... Those who are supposed to be protecting you from the terrorists are actually terrorizing you. It's pretty hypocritical. One little program note, folks, before we get right back to Aaron. Tomorrow, you must be tuned in at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time and whatever time it is for you, wherever you are. Here to Michael's program. Michael will be back, and his guest is going to be Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's written a couple books, Constitutional Chaos. Also, he's got a new book about American sheeple, I think it is, something to that effect. I haven't gotten a hold of it yet to take a look at it. Michael has it. He's got a new book out, and he's going to be on Michael's show for all of 30 minutes or so, I believe. That's about all the time he can give to Mike. And it's going to be a show that you will want to listen to. So please call your friends, neighbors, family, et cetera, and have them tune in. Back to Aaron. So, Aaron, you were talking about, you get back to Winnipeg after this horrendous experience in the United States, and I'm a little confused. I apologize. Did you go back to Canada first and then have to come back to Minneapolis for the trial, or were you stuck?
Everyone told me not to, and yes, I did, because after all, I had done nothing wrong. And if you've done nothing wrong, then what do you have to be concerned about regarding the system? Of course, I'm quoting some a little bit of irony and cynicism there. But what happened is that after we were interrogated by FBI 9 days while I was staying there with my blood still bloodied, and Canadian consulate effectively said, again, Canadian consulate being the representation that I should have had in Canada, let us know if they torture you. Beyond that, we will not get involved. And that's shades of the August 10th release of the Globe and Mail magazine, or newspaper rather, where it said, quote, Ottawa sacrificed a RAR to save face with Syria and the United States of America. Cross-border collusion, North American Union, SPP, harmonizing of the peripheries. These are all encapsulated, all these ideologies are trying to bring in world globalization, world government globalization, and fascistic medieval mandate oligarchy under which to persecute. So this is kind of the ideology that's incumbent within this. But I actually had to go back on two separate occasions. The first occasion was for an arraignment hearing that was done at about Easter. We were given exactly 2 days' notice, and so we were literally wrenched unceremoniously back into the United States to appear before a hearing in which, by that time, we had received about 5 plea bargains. It was continually being impressed upon us that if we didn't sign this plea bargain, that very horrible things would happen to us, and we were threatened against a full jury trial. By that time...
And, of course, you were supposed to plea that you had done something that you had not done.
And there was a lot of motivation to do that. Family, friends, and associates were terrorized incessantly. Viruses sent, FBI at my home, silent listener phone calls, illegal mail sabotage, threatening messages left on answering machines. I received cyber threats on my YouTube account, from my website, parched and sabotaged almost in ritualistic fashion, legal mail, as I said.
Was ongoing, but you went to the trial
and
unceremoniously apparently convicted, right?
Well, before a jury pool that had members and or affiliates of CIA, FBI, NSA, military, Minneapolis police, and of course, conveniently, Northwest Airlines employees, the very airline in which we were attacked, all on the jury pool with a criminally charged ex-U.S. Marine judge, David S. Doty, in the capacity of judge presiding, and a judiciary within the capacity of Hennepin County, which has been publicly exposed since then as corrupt with, quote, collusion between prosecution and judges to the effect of targeting victims of police brutality, minorities, and the poor, most of which come under all categories in Minneapolis, as it turns
out. Right. So it ends up here. Kangaroo Court, this thing is a stacked jury, packed jury. The whole system is against you. You even had you had gotten assistance of counsel because you were you could claim at least indigency in the United States, or at least get a public attorney. Is that what you had?
You didn't pay for an
attorney, right?
It turned out that even though we sought attorney through our own counsel. And that's a point of clarification, that in fact we saw an attorney through our own counsel and had a referral through a referral through a referral.
Okay.
However, it just so happens, quote-unquote, that the attorney turned out to be the best friend of the prosecuting attorney, that he was mocking my position during the time he had me in the back, telling me that, are you sure you want to testify? Look at the jury pool. I mean, CIA, FBI, NSA, you know, sure, we found back a few together. We played hockey together. He's a good friend of mine, really, in the prosecuting attorney. He's a good guy.
So in essence, he was warning you that you don't have a chance.
Actually, the fix is against you. Yeah, we were
silenced
at the trial. I was told that if I testified, my mother would be put into jail. She was present with me, and she was threatened in the trial during the course of the trial. What happened is post, which is actually peace officer standards and training, is actually a front for FBI informant agency. It's ostensibly a center where people can complain about police misconduct and a civil. A civil service, but what happened is they forwarded our complaint to the FBI along with all the nuances of how we uncovered the the self-contradictions within the police statements, and we were effectively silenced into the trial,
right,
against a threat that if we had testified that our complaint, which was deemed anti-American...
Okay, hang on, Aaron. Aaron, we got a break here, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we're going to really dig into this and the new things that have happened as well. Stick with us here on The American Awakening. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hope you are, too.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That's right, America. Here on the American Awakening, we won't back down. Another little program note for Michael's program coming up. Not only tomorrow, Judge Andrew Napolitano, but on Thursday, he has scheduled Thomas James. I don't think he's any relative of yours, Aaron. Same last name. Thomas James runs the organization called HempUSA.org, which you have probably heard advertising on RBN. And once again, go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can take a look at the all the different ads and the information that we have right there on our on the page. It is interesting, and you will see a little banner there for Thomas James organization as well, and you can click on that and find out what that's all about. But he's going to be talking with Michael on Thursday. So, Aaron, we've got you now at this point. We've already We've got our synopsis here. We know you were convicted. You went. They allowed you. Were you deported?
No, we were. I was sent back on the no-fly list and forced into a 14-hour bus trip. There was no water on board the bus, and they almost left my mother at one of the ports twice.
Yeah. Okay. Lots of abuse. Lots of things that have happened that were wrong. And you get back to Winnipeg, and then you find out that apparently the U.S. Covert operators or whoever.
Waiting for me.
Yeah, people were waiting for you in Winnipeg, and you then suffered through some abuse at the hands of the Winnipeg police.
Okay, well, let's take it just a couple of steps back. First of all, of course, the trial being a setup, Post had given the information to the FBI, which is Peace Officer Standards and Training, and given all our particulars, and they decided, well, we can't have this individual expose the truth, and so they'd made sure the jury pool was stacked, that the judge was, of course, charged the ex-U.S. Marine and whatnot and so forth, and we were prevented from testifying entirely. But beyond that, when we got back, again, the threats and intimidation continued, and Agent Mark Wrench of the FBI, who had since sent me cyber threats online, Agent 94349, was waiting for me at home on aboard the January the 29th, 2 days after our arrival, in fact, when he was outside stalking. There have been over 135 counts of illegal FBI entry into Canada, as is further attest to the NSA North American Union mandate that they have going. And what's more is that there was a massive media smear campaign that my name and my face were smeared across 42 internet accounts that we cited, and television, radio, newspaper as well. Moving on, what we found is that going into doing some work, not only was the judiciary, the judge, the airline, and whatnot corrupt, but we were attacked again by Winnipeg police on October 27th. They came to my door without warrant, without charges, abducted me from my home, put me through a 12-hour interrogation where they taunted and mused about my position and threatened extradition to the United States. Part of my apartment is missing, actually, the documents and materials used to create AaronJamesStory.com, and that's with two A's, again, AaronJamesStory.com, were sent off unceremoniously and without warrant or without justification to the United States, where they remain in Minneapolis. Now, here's the interesting thing. Winnipeg Police, Human Rights Support, just released by Jerry Woods and Diana Scarth collectively, cite the Winnipeg Police as corrupt in covert operations, leaving people tased, brutalized outside the
city. Where can people get that report, Aaron?
On my website, or just look under Winnipeg Police. Well, it's on my website under the first several links, Winnipeg Police Exposed, AaronJamesStory.com. The URL can probably be found under Winnipeg Police racist and abusive. But again, people left outside of the perimeter, tased, brutalized, raped, knuckles, faces broken. That's the Winnipeg Police report. Minneapolis police just now exposed with KKK affiliations. We have Keith Ellison, black and Muslim congressman, having been called a terrorist by Robert Kroll, a crony of Tim Dolan, the police chief, KKK threat sent interdepartmentally, and a lawsuit to that effect as well. That's in keeping also. I mean, it's not just about racism. That same police force put in a brutal attack in August 31st of last year upon the critical mass cycle ride, in which people were brutalized, hospitalized by the dozens, blacks, whites, Muslims, you name it, whoever it was. That was there and got the receiving end of oligarchical tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And there were no charges filed because, of course, goons and thugs in uniform don't like to keep records.
Right.
Now,
unless they're records about you.
Oh, of course. Well, then they'd be in copious detail.
Right, right. So you've been, obviously, there's been some recent developments, though, that have occurred.
We find the city, these same Winnipeg police are now charged. And they came up as charged in the media as of January 15th.
Now, who charged them? I mean, how did this come about? Do you think anything you had to do with it helped?
No, we're wondering, but I mean, through independent investigation, quote unquote, which has actually been 1 year ongoing, they say, Winnipeg Sun, Canadian Press, and whatnot released a report of four officers charged. And interestingly enough, they're charged with illegal entry into a dwelling, which is what they did to me on October 27th, of course, as I've described, and perjury, which is, of course, they're trying to deny all things and hear and see no evil and whatnot. Now, moreover, two of the charged were the same ones who appeared at my home. Two of the eight officers. Again, there was a veritable SWAT team at my home on October 27th. They were later there at my mother's home on January 8th to terrorize her, coming in two cars, 64-year-old woman, even though we by that time procured a lawyer to see to our defense. That's after I'd been in hiding for a period of 2 months because of it. But looking back, two of the officers are amongst the eight, and one of the officers happens to be the former Chief Iwatsky's stepson.
Wow.
Now, that's...
Seems to me that would authenticate or at least put some legitimacy to the claims that you've been making.
And put me in a lot of danger.
Yeah?
I've been hiding more often than not over the last 4 months, in fact. They also arrested a CBC journalist recently. Gosia Sawicka, who's now interviewing us, had her cameraman arrested because they were being filmed with the Hells Angels, a very overt and well-known criminal gang organization who has a great, who's very prevalent here in Winnipeg. Well, since the Winnipeg police are a gang, and they've been called by a reputable attorney within the city, the largest gang and most powerful gang in the city, obviously they wouldn't like to be being viewed with their counterparts. Now, in conjunction with this attack on the 27th, I've since received threatening phone calls from security agencies that are unidentified. When you go to trace the record from the call, the number does not link to a company, but life safety program calls from, you know, a quote-unquote America's largest security organization. Don't wait until it's too late. Apply now. free trial for our security mechanism.
Uh-huh.
Yes, things like that.
You had also mentioned that wasn't there some attempt to link your website with
That's
some terrorist organization?
As I said, these people are very dogmatic and pedantic and predictable, as I've mentioned before. The attack on the 27th was very timely, and then it came after a set of events. We had had our information exposed at a CCPA's, the Canadian Center for Policy Alternatives, conference, in which many people were speaking, including the Moni Masiq, wife of Mahara Rar, victim of the extraordinary rendition. We'd gotten an interview with KBU, CKLN, spoken to officiates within high levels of government, including the leader of the Democrats himself, Stéphane Dion, of the Liberal Party, rather, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. who was the equivalent to your Democrats. Just at that time, there had been a CIA website put up where a 74-page document full of radical jihad al-Qaeda rhetoric laced throughout was put up in my name with my URL embedded at the top. Another case of them hanging the next victim on their let's name a terrorist coat hanger to falsely substantiate their false claim to the need for government crackdown.
And by doing this, if they could successfully associate you with some form of terrorist organization, they could extradite you, correct?
What they've been trying to do for the last 2 years ongoing, uh-huh. family, friends, and associates been terrorized. Very convenient. And, of course, let's go back to what the FBI were trying to do while they had me, as I was still bloodied during 9 days interrogation in their cells on the onset of this in January of 2006, where they were trying to link me to radical jihad and al-Qaeda. It's very circular, cyclical. They haven't stopped. They're very dogmatic about trying to recycle old efforts, and they have not ceased and desisted for 2 years ongoing.
Right, and now there's a new wrinkle, isn't there?
Of course. Well, we kept wondering why certain media wouldn't get back to us, and it turns out my identity has been stolen. There's another Aaron James who's gone through this exact same thing, who looks just like me and has been in Minneapolis and was tased.
Wait a minute. Now, come on. Same name, looks like you, and has gone through. You're not trying one of these, you know, well, that's my corporate personality, and that's mm-hmm. not really me mm-hmm. thing
sounds,
here.
You're... Sounds stranger than fiction, but truth often is. And, I mean, I can give you the CBC reporter's name. Her name is Gosia Sawicka in Winnipeg here, and you can ask her yourself. And she's, claims to have interviewed me, and then she finds out that stories don't quite exactly match because, of course, no liar is perfect. But then we find out that I quote unquote have already been interviewed, and realize that again, so many covert tactics. They put my name upon their FBI site. They've created a website that's designed to incriminate me towards my extradition. A covert jury pool. I mean, all of their covert tactics are being used, which brings me to my next point. They don't want it getting to media. They've whitewashed it. Government and media and a fascistic, well preordained agenda have kept our story from public knowledge, which is why I've had to go all the lengths of work to creating this website, amidst dodging bullets and updating it at the same time, while being in hiding for the most part and having to do updates through proxy servers and whatnot. The entire thing is designed to be beyond the human person's capacity, but somehow we've managed to persevere. PSYOPs, P2OG, disinformation, propaganda.
Let's let people know, when we use the term PSYOPs, this is an abbreviation of psychological operations.
Yes.
These are techniques used to either drive you crazy or make you, at the very least, make you compliant to whoever is trying the PSYOPs on you.
Exactly. And now, just a few instances, a caveat towards my attack on the 27th of October, the cable to my building was cut by who knows who. We phoned the phone company, who has, of course, got my line tapped, and they're in on it, along with the Canada Post, or the agency who has my mail arriving parched and whatnot. They tell us, well, you know, it could have been a private contractor who cut your cable beneath the ground, but we're not sure. They won't elaborate on that. And, of course, I began suspecting between my line being cut on 9/11 and the CIA website with my URL pasted at the top. By the way, I sent that website off to ROCTASA, International Civil Liberties Monitoring Group here in Canada, immediately, about a month prior to the attack, in that he's a notary public, and could attest to the fact that that is not my material. But I could see where they were going with that. They wanted a preemptive strike. We were making too much progress. We were interacting with government officiates. I had publicly questioned Stéphane Dion, who's the equivalent of your Democratic leader, to be effective his position on our cases and others involving statewide tyranny and persecution, profiling and whatnot, and he'd been lost for words publicly, could not really address our issue to any satisfaction at all. But again, going back to the PSYOPs, I mean, as far as my personal case is concerned, it's reflected in the larger global arena. British MI6 posing as terrorists in Iraq, caught by Iraqi police.
Right, right. I remember that one.
Benazir Bhutto's assassination by Al Qaeda. Again, 93 World Trade bombing and whatnot. And it turns out that FBI are involved. Bush wants to go into Iran, despite they have less than a 3.1% uranium purity, and is suggesting that Israel might be the next one to hit Iraq. Again, more disinformation, psyops, false propaganda to serve as self-serving towards a preordained agenda. El Salvador, again, the ostensible claim that the U.S. goes in and creates democracy where barbarianism and dictatorship was in its stay. It's absolutely a falsehood. El Salvador civil uprising squashed, and who did the United States support? The dictator, Allende Pinochet. Again, Chile, Allende, first democratic, uprooted by Pinochet, who was put in power by the United States, became a dictatorship. We see it time and time again, and the association between Tony Blair. Here's something for you. Tony Blair, a profiling from birth project that's going on under eugenics. I don't know if you can be profiled at the airport now, that they're developing gate DNA profiling and neural monitoring, remote neural monitoring, HARP technology, and that they have a thought crime bill.
Yeah,
now,
there's a number profiling of these things going on.
Say again?
I said, you dropped real low there. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. A lot of PSYOPs, a lot of possibilities have been going on. Those of us in the Patriot community have been observing and watching and reading about these potentialities. I remember hearing about HARP from years and years ago, and we know that it's kind of hard to get the empirical evidence on this. But what do know for sure, though, is that you have been harassed and hassled by another corrupt police department.
At the very least.
At the very least. And that's not questionable.
No.
Whatsoever.
And, in fact, our case is exemplary of, again, all of this subterfuge, globalization, world government, psyops, and basic totalitarianism that's wrapped up and parceled in this medieval oligarchy agenda that they have. And as far as cross-border collusion involved, we have Winnipeg police in Canada operating on behalf, openly, admittedly, at the behest of U.S. authorities in Minneapolis. To quote you, when they had me interrogated and held 12 hours, no food, no water, or threats of extradition, they said, the United States has unfinished business with you. Our friends in Minneapolis say that maybe we should keep you long enough here for them to come up and get you. Would you like that?
Yeah.
India, FBI and RCMP, Canadian-U.S., or U.S. and Canadian, respectively, rather, cross-border collusion, Arar, RCMP, again involved, Ottawa sacrifice.
These are sites that you're citing
exactly
about this kind of corruption
That's
being
right.
legitimate. So this is not something that's just going on in your own head.
Not isolated.
Right. Now, I have a question for you before we go to break here. This other Aaron James.
Yes.
Have you had opportunity to meet with him?
No, I haven't, actually. But I'm looking forward to it.
I would think that that would be an excellent opportunity to capture that on video,
yes.
Possibly even to put up on YouTube. And the two of you tell your stories, and maybe you find the points of similarity, the places where, maybe the system has inadvertently or purposely confused the two of you for some ulterior motive.
My personal feeling is that he's been fabricating on accounts, and that he's basically been designed one of their minions, so to speak. And I could be wrong on this, but this is the gut feeling that our Canadian Dimension journalist Leslie Hughes and I have at this point. How many covert operations have I cited? The jury pool, the CIA website, the charged judge, the FBI interrogation. This is just one more facet of the almost innumerate number of mechanisms under which to terrorize you, to confuse you,
right.
you, and to hide, confuse.
And ladies excuse me, Aaron, but ladies and gentlemen, if it can happen to this young man, it can happen to you, and that's the point of all of this. Understanding this. If it happens to the least of these, it is done unto me. That's what the New Testament says, Jesus said. We'll be back here, American Awakening, here on RBN in just 3 minutes. Stick with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, welcome. Welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for Michael Herzog on The American Awakening. With me is my guest, Aaron James, young man from Canada who's been through a horrendous situation. And we were, just before we went to break, you know, talking about the possibility of you meeting up with this other Aaron James. Do you think he really exists, or do you think he's somebody's been put up to it?
It's very possible. I mean, we have Captain America is who signs to that website, that 74-page article laced with radical jihad al-Qaeda that has my URL embedded at the top to suggest it's my name. But again, there's a certain amount of anonymity and collusion and obscurity that these individuals and these factions like to work with. And so, who knows, really?
This may be a real person, may not be a real person, may be a shill that's put up.
Who knows? Yes.
Just to obfuscate and confuse the situation as they decide to go after you. The thing that gets me about this is that this whole thing initially started simply because you flew Northwest Airlines. And by the way, I'm one of the people in this country who boycotts flying. Unless it's a life or death absolute situation, I will not fly.
Of course, the irony is that you may end up with death anyway.
Well, yeah, but the point being, you know, maybe somebody else's life or death. But the situation is that I've sent letters to airlines and let them know I will not be flying as long as they continue to cave to this United States TSA and Homeland Security type of thing. I will not give them my economic vote, as far as that goes. But you came to get treatment at the Mayo Clinic. You made a complaint or started a complaint in the Northwest Airlines, and this is what developed out of that.
It's called societal condition.
The fact that you dared, being biracial, dared to question these people and the propriety of letting your bags get searched. Or this situation, don't you know your place, Aaron?
Absolutely. It's called societal conditioning and scare tactics, fear-mongering, want people to be conditioned into passiveness, apathy, even apathy that comes about through out of fear and intimidation.
Sure. So, Aaron, what would you like people to do besides to go to your website, aaronjamesstory.com?
Take a look at this. AaronJamesStory.com, again, AaronJamesStory.com for the record. Under the first link, my blog, go down to a caption that has a photo of a gavel swinging down, and you'll see making them accountable. It's a list of government officiates and organizations that have been delinquent, complicit, or dismissive as far as our plight, and leaving us bereft of the devices of U.S. covert elite. Elite's finest. And
let's try some psyops on our own, because I like to respond to these people and not let them get away with it. I believe in freedom shenanigans. Would you like people to write these people and tell them they know what they're doing? They're watching them.
Absolutely.
You know, track them down, send them some emails, come on, let's turn it around, folks.
Their phone numbers, faxes, and email addresses are listed for all the parties that I could get to before they attacked me. Of course, they were trying to prevent my accumulation in database, so that was part of the October 27th attack. But more names will go up on the list. And, of course, just citing a number of them, it's for the record in the MP3, as it gets passed about. Stockwell Day supports the big terrorist. Tim Pawlenty used racism in his campaign. Well, the MP, Anita Neville, completely on record as being dismissive. Dan McTeague, Canadian abroad.
Okay, Aaron, too much info.
Yes.
Listen, thanks for being on the show again today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. I much appreciate it.
And listen, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, if you don't think it can happen to you, you're wrong. All you got to do is look up at the information put out there about Jose Padilla being sentenced to 17 years. What he went through as a native-born American citizen, and how the government trumped up this whole thing on him. He's basically got 17 years for a thought crime, for thinking about doing something. It's not right, ladies and gentlemen. If it can happen to him, it can happen to you. We have to fight this monstrosity. We'll see you tomorrow on The American Awakening on RBN. Thanks for listening. With